Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about cheating. Oh, man. as I look around the room, I know Tiek and Aaron have been cheated on. Mm-hmm. Look at them.
Oh, yeah, same.
You have?
Yeah, I sure have, yeah.
Oh, have you cheated, though?
I have not cheated. I have texted someone. I was, like, literally 16. I don't think it counts.
What do you think is the line?
Like, emotional cheating is definitely wrong.
So texting is emotional cheating.
Yeah, but like, I was 16. I wasn't going to marry
this guy. Oh, we can just keep justifying it. You're right. Let's have it expunged from our record.
Okay, it was also like a day. Like, I wasn't like actively having a relationship with someone. It was flirty texts at 16.
You're testing the waters of a new, you know, maybe I'll...
And then I decided, no thanks, what are you sniffing about?
It smells like justification in here, doesn't it? It smells a lot like justification.
I knew you were just trying to pull something like that out.
I'm just like...
What, have you cheated, Slacker?
Yes!
And have you been cheated on?
Yes!
Bummer.
And I stopped cheating.
Because you got cheated on.
Yes. Mm. Once you're on the other side of that coin, wow, does that suck.
Yes, I mean, I agree. You shouldn't
cheat in general.
This smells like justification.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I'm not justifying it. I stopped. I had a moral epiphany at that moment. I was like, wow, that sucked. Yeah.
I think Aaron is saying that you're justifying the cheating prior because you didn't
know.
No,
I wasn't. No, well, kind of. No. I was just dumb. I was just like, oh, I look like...
Oh my look. God, you were so dumb and young.
Oh my gosh, I just didn't know.
Oh my God, are you... Jesus. Alliances?
You don't have to be on the other side to know that it's a...
You don't.
...terrible thing to do.
You don't, but I did.
Wait, so I have a question.
Yes.
Have Aaron or T-Hack cheated?
I did one time, yeah.
You did cheat?
On a girlfriend in high school, yeah.
You've also been cheated
and
on.
And that's how I know I'm not a cheater, because it ate me up alive.
And yeah.
I don't.
It did?
I don't regret it, because I'm like, I just know that about me now. Because I'm like, yeah, don't do that.
You overthink
not
everything?
Not that I knew it was wrong, obviously.
But. Is that a swipe at me? Is that what that was? Oh my God! I did one thing one time!
Smells like Up Dog.
What's Up Dog?
Not much. What's up with you?
I let him have it.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
There's a man who's...
Hold on. I have not cheated.
Okay,
been
great.
Cheated on, not yes. Cheated. I just wanted to clear the air.
I kind of don't believe you.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not... Because to finish, will make you want to hurt me. But you just strike me as someone who would cheat.
No.
She plays fast and loose with the rules when she wants to.
No, I am disgustingly loyal.
But you also... When you get a couple drinks in you, make some real questionable decisions.
Like what?
Raise your hand if you've been taken from a station event out in an ambulance.
That wasn't because I was flirting with someone.
Yeah, it wasn't because she was not loyal.
I was
loyal.
Single at the time.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Wait. Does the ambulance have to do with being single?
Sort
no,
of. No,
it doesn't. Okay. That's what I'm saying. There is no correlation.
But I'm saying you...
Let's get some paramedics in here. I'm single.
I'm just saying, to my experience in life, people who just alcohol lowers their inhibitions to that level, often that's one of the thing, one of the inhibitions that gets lowered. I guess it doesn't in you, but I just always assumed, like, to fill Erica in on this event.
Yeah.
It's a packed house on opening day for the Rockies.
Okay. Well, like, it's hot.
We were inside. It was air conditioning.
Thank you, though.
I'm defending Aaron. I don't
early
know.
Early April. Not yeah. that. Okay. Not that warm. Hot.
And what? How did you end up in an ambulance? This feels like something I'll we should discuss. The beginning of the story. This is HIPAA.
Like, I'm... The fire truck that came broke the rear view mirror off our station vehicle.
Or the side mirror, yeah. Yeah. I have it in my office.
So
to remember.
I had ordered a drink and like 30 minutes earlier, a double tall Maker's, because I was just trying to catch up with everybody who'd been there forever. And then Aaron goes, what'd you say? Like, want to see a magic trick?
Yeah, that's my catchphrase. Whenever I say that, you know I'm going downhill.
Okay.
And I was like, sure. She's like, hand me a drink for a second. I hand her the drink. She goes, and sucked the whole thing down.
Maker?
Yes.
Gross.
Yeah, that's bad.
Fast forward 20 minutes, and she's in the corner rocking back and forth in the fetal position.
I don't know.
She doesn't remember anything after that. So, yeah.
Okay, so doesn't make her a cheater.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But also, would you remember if you cheated?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know.
I feel like I would know.
Okay. Your body knows.
Based on afterwards.
Okay. All right. Well, we've run out of time to talk about this shit. No, here's the thing. This dude got busted having an affair, but he wasn't actually having an affair. The guy was like, had fallen for the catfish thing.
Well, it's still an affair.
Yeah.
No, because he never touched the girl.
You don't have
still
to.
Still an affair.
Yeah.
They were messaging and stuff like nonstop.
Yeah, I get it. And
were they sending pics?
Yes. Probably. I mean, he sent her $2,700.
Worse than pics.
So would you rather your man touch, bump uglies with another girl, or send her cash? Which one's worse? Like, the fact that he's stupid, or the fact that he's just...
Well, wait, is he sending cash and then it turns out to be a catfish, or is he just sending cash and also he's going to leave me for her?
I just think in his brain... I don't know.
It's unclear if it was actually even a woman. I think it sounds like it was like just complete catfish. So.
Okay, like a complete scam.
Yeah.
I don't know. All of it's
stupid
bad.
Is one thing, but like men just...
No. Do not justify cheating because men need their needs met.
Okay. How would you like me to say it, Your Honor? there is a thing.
Well, I'm torn because I don't know if I would prefer my significant other to have an emotional affair or a physical, because emotional to me is more
painful.
Yeah. Where it's like, if you were drunk and just horny, like
it
maybe
flips
I can...
It genders. It does. It's so funny because
really?
Like, oh yeah. Like
you would rather your significant other you don't have.
Correct.
Have an emotional affair.
Yeah.
Don't, really?
Don't touch my spot. Yeah.
Ew.
And it's the same. I think I understand it's backwards because like women are more nurturing and men are more like cavemen, right? And we're like, my, And women are like, I love you. And if like your man was going, I love you to another, like you just want that from him, right?
Yeah.
And he's given that to somebody else. But if he's just giving away his nasty junk, who cares, right?
Well, his junk's not nasty.
But you know what I'm saying.
That's got a bigger problem if his junk sucks. Nasty. Yeah. Can I pick none of the above?
No, obviously the answer is none of the above. Obviously. Mm-hmm. But here's my final question about cheating. Okay. So we don't like this guy at all. But if you had to get cheated on, do you want him to be better than, like, better looking than you? Like,
the person
would you
that
rather
cheating with?
Yes.
And it's a real person, not a scammer.
A real person.
Okay.
They
now
slept
we're
with
in a
somebody
different world.
One time. And it's like, because it's tough, because it's like, if she's hotter than you, or he's hotter than you, you're like, I get it. Like,
no,
oh my God.
I would compare myself to that person for the rest of my life.
Truly. But if they're
make them ugly. Make them ugly.
If they're ugly, then you're like,
then
what?
I can say you were drunk and horny, kind of an excuse.
I'm with Aaron.
Hack?
I think I would want, I don't know. I don't know that I would think of it that
could
way.
Could you forgive her either way?
Yeah, I don't think cheating is like a
really
draw the line thing. No.
Oh, this is a whole other thing.
I'm so in love with my wife. Like, we're just, it feels like we're past that level of like,
you're so in love with her that she can hurt you in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I could too to her. It's because we have children and stuff. Like, we have a life together. I think the money's worse. The money's the worst part.
Oh, we went all the way back. The money's worse.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.